Ready?
Okay.
Have you made a decision as to how you want to proceed?
We have, Commissioner. We, while Mr. Lux failed to provide us notice that he would be unable to appear today, we request that a continuance rather than the motion to dismiss. We understand that there is a desire to resolve these issues on the merits, and we think it'll be a speedier resolution if we continue the appeal rather than...
Well, thank you for that. Mr. Lux is waiting for our response, which Ms. Clerk of the Court, Ms. Miles, is going to give him. We don't have yet a date to continue, but I'm gonna leave that. We have to look at our calendar, but we will do it in no later than 10 business days. Two weeks is the max. It's going to be within the next 2 weeks, and obviously mutually agreeable time to both of you, to you and to Lux. And then I appreciate very much your consideration of continuing. You had other options, so I just wanted to let you know that whatever options were going to be on the table, we were going to take under consideration, issue a written order. If he wanted, or either party wanted, to reconsider, that option is always open, and then after the reconsideration, we would have either affirmed the decision or affirmed the reconsideration. So that's what the process would have been. But in this way, we'll proceed to a hearing in no later than 2 weeks from today, unless it works to be impossible, and then we'll do it as soon after that as possible. But I greatly appreciate, and we greatly appreciate your consideration of the circumstances. And so we'll, Ms. Miles will give Mr. Lux a call, and we will communicate. Ms. Miles, is it okay, sir, to communicate by phone with you so that we can kind of nail this thing down rather than through correspondence? Is that okay?
Sure. Do you have my number?
Yeah, I think Ms. Miles has your number.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
By dint of the fact that the appellees in this case have been incommoded by Mr. Lux's failure to appear or failure to notify them or us that was not going to appear, that they should be able to pick a date most convenient to them, and we'll give that date to Mr. Lux. And if he's here, he's here. If he's not, he's not.
I'll take that in the form of a motion. Ms. McCoyne?
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion seconded. All in favor, aye.
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 Okay, so you make the call of when you want to do it. We will let Mr. Lux know that that's going to be what's going to happen. You let us know, okay?
We have already decided.
Okay.
You already know what date you want. Okay, great. So then why don't you, at the conclusion of this, please let the clerk of the court know what that is. She will communicate that to Mr. Lux, okay? And it will be communicated in a manner that you're here or you're not, or someone on your behalf is here or not, okay? And that's that. And, again, we greatly appreciate your consideration. This doesn't happen usually, and usually we get notice. But when it does happen, we have rules, and we would have stuck by them. If it's just, you never know kind of what's driving the bus. So you just, to err on the side of more process is probably where we go, but we really appreciate what you did. So thank you, and let Ms. Miles know at the conclusion, after this is done, what the time and date, and then we'll be here, and it'll be communicated to Mr. Lux, okay?
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
It's now 11:24, and this hearing is terminated. Thank you.